What is inquiry learning? Inquiry is learning a process through questions generated from experiences students are at the center of their own learning. An example of inquiry learning is in the link above and also PBLs and WebQuest, which we'll be talking about today. Okay, so I see that you studied WebQuest last week. What exactly is a WebQuest?
WebQuest is like an online inquiry tool for learning, and it's classroom based lesson. It works most or all of it. The students obtain, explore, and evaluate. It comes from the three W's: the World Wide Web, which is the World Wide Web. Let's start over.
How does WebQuest add to the classroom?
Well, you can do a lesson for like a class period, or you can do a monthly lesson. And the kids usually do it as a group, but you can do it individually too. The resources are selected by the teacher, and it's not for the kids to search the web. It's to go to get the information that's needed for the lesson for them to be assessed to.
And then how would you use it in your classroom?
For me, I have early learners. We would probably, they wouldn't really be doing online resource searches, but we will probably do like Skype, and we'll do classroom, and we'll just share information. Amanda, what is problem-based learning?
Problem-based learning is where a student is given a problem and they're asked to solve it. Each student is asked to explore real-world problems and challenges. This type of activity will engage learning, and students are inspired to obtain deeper knowledge of their subject they're studying. Students go through an extended process of inquiry and complex questions, problems, or challenge to help learn key academic content and practice 21st century skills.
Can you?
Hang on, yeah, I can stop. Go with
the Amanda, can you give me two examples of problem-based learning?
Yes, Emma. One example is the STEM school that's located in Akron, Ohio, and each grade has a different PBL to solve. Last year, they helped the Metro Park plant trees that deers would not eat. They had a problem with eating newly planted trees, so they asked the school for help. This year, the 8th grade student's PBL is to help the physically disabled accomplish independent tasks by improving mobility and accessibility while shopping. Each student needs to design a plan to accomplish these.
Amanda, how would you use this in your classroom?
Classroom, which is to test the water quality of the Cuyahoga River because it's known for the history of pollution, and a lot of the sewage is still being dumped into it to this day.